Cheshire, Massachusetts voters will go to the polls for a rare special election this summer. Town voters will elect two new members to the Cheshire Select Board on August 13th. Town Administrator Ed St. John spoke with WAMC.
This originally started as a citizen's petition some years ago in an effort to increase the size of the Board of Selectmen. And it has somewhat of a tortured history, was approved at town meeting, was ultimately sent back by the Attorney General's office and was revoted on at town meeting. And once it was finally approved by town meeting, it was sent off to the state legislature to approve, and Governor Baker signed it into law this spring. But it had to be voted on one more time to basically have the town accept what the legislature sent back, even though it was virtually the same thing. The town at the town election had to, like I said before, accept what the legislature sent back, and then it set up guidelines to say that no sooner than 64 days after the passage of it at the election, the two additional members can be elected.
And what are people hoping that an additional pair of select board members will do for Cheshire?
They're hoping that it's going to bring more ideas, more visions for the town, and in a way to increase the content of the discussions and certainly the ideas that come before the board and decisions that are made.
How do people, you know, get themselves in the race for this? Are there any candidates already running? What's the story there?
So the town clerk is going to set dates in terms of when nomination papers are going to be available, when they have to be returned, and essentially it's going to follow along the same timelines as a regular annual town election. Obviously just adjusted for the dates of, you know, having the election in the middle of August.
What goes into planning a special election? I know there must be already a town election and a town meeting. Is this sort of the third big, very Cheshire-specific event of the calendar year?
Yes. So what goes into it is it's essentially the same process as calling for an annual town election. The town clerk, the select board sets the date. The select board approves the ballot, if you will. And when I say they approve the ballot, they basically just approve which offices are going to be on the ballot. And then the town clerk will have nomination papers available for people. People just have to come and pick them up if they would like to run, choose which seat they want to run for, and then return the papers, have the election. The election will be exactly the same as every other regular town election. Polls will open at 9 a.m. and close at 7, and we should probably have an answer pretty quickly thereafter.
As far as, like, budgeting for Cheshire, will this addition to the town's governance change anything in how the town spends money on its operations?
Well, it's going to include an additional $7,000 or so in stipends for the select board members. As far as changing how the town operates its budget, I guess if we get to that, 10,000-foot, level kind of thing, certainly it can obviously have an impact on how the town spends its money. The town budget will be set by the time the select board comes in, or these two new members, I should say, come in. And how the money is spent certainly is up to any select board. One select board could view expenditures differently than another.